Praise the Lord and good morning, family. Grandpa's in the house this morning, even if it's only through a video. But I'm so blessed to be with you and have an opportunity to share some things that are on my heart and to share also some things that we see developing by the Spirit of the Lord. And what to me is a great confirmation that Jesus is on the throne, Jesus is the head of the church, and he's moving us forward step by step. I realize it's been difficult for many, but I also know, as you do, that the grace of God is sufficient for us in all of these things. We also know that God's plans aren't going to be stopped by the devil. I'm very confident that the original vision that God imparted through Pastor Bill for Abundant Life Center is going to continue and will be fulfilled in fruitful ministry in many, many lives and many, many years to come. We've rounded the corner in December, and we're so thankful for Bob Hawk and the prophetic office and gift in his life that's encouraged us. I know it has blessed you, and I want to encourage you to hold on to those precious truths that the Spirit of the Lord brought to your attention. I know first and foremost that the Lord has been healing the church, bringing us through a time of grief, through a time of transition, and we're well on our way into new areas and times of change and refreshing, I believe, are coming from the Lord. Also, we've been very excited to see how the Lord's been continuing to bless Sister Donna in a tremendous anointing upon her life that has been rising up in a new certainty, confidence, and boldness that I'm sure you've all seen. So we rejoice in that, and we're thankful for it. But then also, we've been greatly blessed, if I could say it this way, by another grandpa in the house, and that's the ministry of Dan Smucker that the Lord has brought back to us. I think we could say it's full circle for him. I think it's wonderful for the life of the church. And I'm very excited today to share with you some of the things that God has laid on my heart and on Dan's heart and on Sister Donna's heart as we've been meeting several different times for breakfast and lunch and a few meetings here and there. And we believe that the Spirit of the Lord is pushing us in a specific direction. While we go forward in full expectancy for the next pastor at Abundant Life Center, we also know that the church is still the church. You know, I was sharing with Sister Donna, you know, there are many families, for example, if one of the parents passes away, that doesn't make the family any less of a family, nor does it put pressure upon one to find another substitute or replacement. We're waiting on the Lord for what the Lord will do in Abundant Life, and I believe the next pastor may be on his way. But in the meantime, I'm even more excited about what God is doing for us right now. God's put it on Brother Dan's heart, Dan and Kathy, working as a team, to minister to Abundant Life Center as much as possible from the pulpit and also within the life of the church. I'm very excited because their heart is to assist Sister Donna. And so as they help and assist Donna in day-to-day ministry in Abundant Life, I'd like to ask you to open your heart and support him. First, by receiving the word of God that comes through his mouth to us in our seats. Remember, and I can't emphasize this enough, I remember so many times Pastor Bill sharing with me, his call was to feed the sheep. And for us, that is number one priority, is to put God's finest men and women in the pulpit ministering an anointed word to your need. And as you draw on that by faith and by the Spirit, I believe the anointing of God that's on Dan's life will minister to you in supernatural ways. So for the next several months, we're very excited that Dan will be moving into this ministry position. Every Sunday, he'll be ministering to you, except I think two, which we will fill up. So we're excited We're ready for what God has for us. And I'm asking you to receive Dan with all of the respect that is due him and his ministry and what God has done in his life in the past. Now, I know many of you know this, but perhaps not all. And that's why, maybe in a little bit in jest and fun, you know, I talk about Grandpa being in the house, relating to myself that I've had a relationship with Abundant Life, being a member of the board for many, many years, and being a dear friend of Pastor Bill and Donna. What you might not know is that Dan Smucker is the founder of Abundant Life Center. Yes, that's right. The founder's in the house. And God has brought his life and ministry, and he and Kathy, full circle for a wonderful, fruitful time in their life. And that's what excites me even more and more. So rejoice today with me. I wish I could be with you to sing and to worship Jesus with you together and to receive the word of God from Dan's heart today. I know you'll be blessed, but I can't be with you, so keep me in prayers, and we'll do our best to be with you as quickly as possible. So having said that, know that I'm praying for you, and I believe Sister Donna will come to the pulpit now and share a few encouraging words from her heart. God bless you.
Good morning. I can't tell you how I've been busting at the seams to get up here and tell you. This has like been really hard, but God's good and he's helped me. In your bulletin today, Bob Hawk had shared a message, that prophetic word, and I felt I wanted to read that to you and just take my time reading these words in light of what we're sharing with you, what God's going to do. Now, it's a now work. In Bob's prophetic word, he wrote, there is so much more in store. Every time I read this, there was just certain ways it was hitting me that there's more in store for those who choose to allow me to guide them into the things that I have laid up for this now season. We're in this now season, and God's laid things up, and he's wanting to use each and every one of us in a special way, different ways. Now, I've been getting to communicate with Dan and Kathy ever since the day after Pastor Bill passed. I was able to speak with Dan, and I was just so blessed. And I feel like their presence in my life has just brought me so much strength and comfort, peace, great wisdom, words of encouragement that have meant so much to me, and I thank you for that. And we've been meeting, and we were meeting, and I can remember, I was just sharing with Kathy, the one thing I just felt I needed to share is I remember the one day she texted me and she said, let's schedule time to go to dinner. We want to hear your heart. And that just touched me so deeply. Well, then I'm like, what am I allowed to share of my heart? Because at that point, there were a lot of things going on in my heart that I could see coming, but I didn't know if I was at liberty to share those things. And I remember after we went to dinner the one time, then Dale was here, and I said to Dale, I need to talk to you right away after the service. So we were sitting over there in the corner, and I said, I want Dan Smucker here to preach. And he's like, okay. So he got a hold of Dan, and I said there was such a peace and calm over this place when Dan was speaking. And I was trying to share that with Dale, what I was feeling in spirit was happening as he was bringing the word, and it was just really precious. But when I was driving in the car the one day seeking the Lord, okay, they want to hear my heart. God, what am I to say? Because I did not want to say things to impose what I felt I was seeing. I wanted it to bear witness to them. And I had my notepad ready to dictate whatever the Lord spoke. And this is what he did. He just put a picture in my heart. This is what is going on. And it was two paths coming together as one. And he said, that's it. Your lives are going to flow together now for such a time as this, period. And that was what, when we got together, I had other things I did share with them, but it bore witness with them. And that's what we kept seeing in our communication. And we would see this, Dan said, this is a God thing. And it was so precious because I was feeling so good about what I felt I saw. But I wanted to read a translation from this book, God Reveals Secrets. And I thought it was really awesome. Jeremiah 33:3. This is the Amplified Classic translation. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and do not recognize, have knowledge of and understand. And I felt like God was telling me a secret in a sense, you know, but I was sharing it. But I had to hold this in all this time. Okay, it wasn't easy because it's such a joyful thing. But I believe that, you know, those image of those two paths, remember, it's for such a time as this. And that we're to work and flow together in this now season. That now season, quote unquote, is really big to me because I believe we're in that. And we have got to understand this as individuals and as a body. We're in this now season. And we need to be ready to hear the voice of the Lord as individuals. God, how do you want to use me in this now season? Because he's going to speak differently to us. So we have a work to do, and Dan and Kathy are here to assist us. And Dan, I want you to come.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, what do I say after that? Sometimes we get a sensing. Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes we get a sensing of something that God wants to do, but sometimes we don't know if it's really God or just us. You ever experience that? I think we do a lot, right? We're always trying to decipher, is it God or is it just my desire? And so almost 'You're going to get used to my crying, probably. But I try to talk while I'm crying, but I can't always do that. So I cry a little bit and then we'll talk. So I love seeing all of you. From the time that Bill passed, I sense something in my heart concerning our involvement here. But there again, I didn't know if it was just me. Kathy and I talked about it. And so we said, okay, we'll just lay it aside and see what God does. And you know, sometimes we have things in our heart and then somebody else has things in their heart like Donna did. And sometimes if we're not careful, we just assume. And we think, okay, God's going to have her say something. And she's saying at the same time, well, God's going to have us say something. And sometimes because of our assumption, if we're not careful, we miss God. I think sometimes we just need to share and just put it out there as the Spirit of God would direct us, and then let God do with it what he wants, as long as we're yielded to him. So that's basically what happened, I think, at our first dinner we had with you. I never forget, The day after Bill died, I was trying to get a hold of Janet, and she wasn't home. Janet Sluter had called us or texted us and said that Pastor Bill was on his deathbed, and I had no idea. I didn't know he was sick for those years. And so I thought, well, I'm going to try to get a hold of somebody at Abundant Life just to, and I thought maybe Donna was, you know, busy and taking care of Bill and so on, so I thought I would get hold of Janet Dempsey because we had known them ever since almost the beginning, Steve and Janet Dempsey, and of course Pop Dempsey as well, and the Dempsey family, the whole Dempsey family, we were pretty close to them. So I couldn't get a hold of Janet. Janet Sluter had texted us, and so I couldn't get a hold of Janet Dempsey. And so I thought, well, I got Donna's number somehow. I forget how we got it. So I'm just going to call her. So I called her, and she answered. And she said, Bill passed away yesterday. That was election day. And I think we talked 15, and something just connected. Something seemed right to us. And Kathy was on the phone as well. Most times when we talk, I put it on speaker, anything in ministry, a lot of times she's there listening as well. So if you ever call us or call me and think I'm holding a secret, she's usually listening. We're a team. And she keeps things confidential as well, those things that need to be held confidential. So she said, well, he died yesterday, and I was like, wow. And we chatted about a few things. I forget what we chatted about, but she seemed so excited to hear from us. So we came the next Sunday. We were here at the service. Dale preached that Sunday. And then we came for the memorial service, which was the following Saturday, I guess. And that was the beginning of the journey. Like Dale said, it seems like it's come full circle. We were involved in starting the church way back in 1979. I think it was November of 1979. We had a week or so of tent meetings up at the Red Line Park. Is that where it was? Red Line Park? Is that where it was? Or Dallas Town Park, maybe? Maybe Dallas Town Park, yeah. And then from that, we started a church. The way that all happened is Bill and Donna and a few other people, I think Tom and Rhonda McElarney. Tom is no longer with us. And there was a few others. I don't know, Brad, were you part of those? Brad and Diane, you were part of those tent meetings. But what had happened is there was a small group coming to the worship center at the time. And we were just out of Rhema. We had just graduated from Rhema. And so we got through the worship center. We got connected to this small group. And we felt led by the Spirit of God that we should start a congregation out here. And that's what we did. And that's been 50 years ago? Not quite, huh? 47. I'm usually good in math, but right now my... be 46 years ago, 79 to 25. So in the last couple months, I mean, it's a half year already, isn't it? Like Dale said, we had meetings. I sat down with Dale a couple times, and Dale and I go back, I don't know how many years, I forget the year that they were coming to the worship center, and we became pretty close friends with them. And then, you know, as years go by, you get led in different directions and different areas and so forth, and you kind of lose track, and doesn't mean you aren't still friends. It's like Donna said the other day, it seems like we were picking up right where we left off about 30 years ago, and that's how it seems. So we're excited to be here. I'm excited to bring the Word of God, And we will just take it a day at a time and see what God does. Now, I know sometimes people might ask, well, what about the next pastor? Well, let's not think about that right now. Let's just take a day at a time. Amen. Somebody might think, are you going to be the next pastor? Probably not. But I will help pastor here for as long as God wants that, or maybe until he raises somebody else up. So I don't think we should enter this period of time thinking, oh, we're looking for someone. Because that doesn't bring stability. And as a congregation, we need stability. Right?
Yes.
And the best way to do that is taking it one day at a time, one step at a time, and let God take care of the future. And as we follow him, we will have his plan fulfilled here.
Yes.
In this congregation. So I'm excited. First time, may I tell on you, Donna? What are you going to say, right? You never know what I say. No, I won't embarrass you. But before we came and preached the first time, Donna was so excited. We were too. I think she texted us a couple times during the week, and I think we talked. And am I embarrassing you, Donna? Okay. And she was so excited. She just, yeah, she was just excited. So we are too. So I hope we can flow together, and I hope we can do what God wants us to do. I want to see a church that's alive, which you are. I want to see a church that's growing, which I haven't been here that long, so I don't know. I want to see new people come, but that's up to you. That's up to you to reach people wherever you are. Throughout my messages, I always try to interject that we need to be reaching people. And it's not that hard, really. You don't reach people with the intention or the motivation of, well, you got to come to our church. No, you reach people because they're people.
Right.
And because God, Jesus, is interested in people. He wants to reach people. So we are his ambassadors. Therefore, it should be on our heart to constantly be reaching out to people. But on the other hand, I don't think we have to put a lot of pressure on ourselves. Oh, I got to reach people. I got to reach people. No, just be yourself. Be where you are. Be who you are, wherever you are. Let God use your giftings no matter what. It doesn't matter what title we have. That's not where it's at. It simply is walking with God every day and reaching out to the people around us. Amen? So that means if I go to Home Depot, I'll reach out to Randy and I'll get him saved. Oh, no, he is saved. No, but you get the point. You know, it doesn't mean you have to talk to everybody. And I know personalities are so different. My personality is much more, I can go up and talk to anybody. And I know other personalities, you can't do that. And that's all right. That's how God made us. On my recent trip, I went to the restroom at the airport, and there was an attendant there. And sometimes I talk to him, sometimes I don't. So I felt led to talk to this young man. And I started talking to him. I forget what my first question was, but I always try to start with a question, show myself interest in the person's life. And I don't do that with the ulterior motive of thinking, well, I'm going to win you to the Lord. I just want to reach out. I don't feel the pressure of having to get that person saved that I'm talking to, but just allow the Spirit of God to guide you and direct you. And if he leads you to the point where you can receive, where he can receive, that person can receive something, then you do that. You just follow what the Spirit of God says. So this young man, I said something about Jesus, I think, or I forget all the details. But to make a long story short, I didn't talk to him very long. because he said, I'm a Muslim. And it was almost like, don't talk to me, I'm a Muslim. I don't want to hear about Jesus and so on. So I know I planted seeds in that young man's life, even though he may not have received it at the moment. But that's what I'm saying. Wherever you are, allow the Spirit of God to use you in the giftings that you have. And don't always put pressure on yourself. I got to do this. I got to talk to this person. No, just be yourself. And in your daily walk, learn to follow the Spirit of God and do what the Spirit of God tells you. Obey Him. Sometimes He stretches us in situations like that. Like I said, I don't mind talking to people. My dad used to be that way. He'd talk to anybody. I'm a little bit the same way. Now, Kathy, she's a little different. She's different than I am. But she has her way of ministering to people and to the people around her. People always pick up peace from her. Her sisters think she's the greatest sister because she's just, I don't know, she just brings a calmness and a peace wherever she is. I get energized by people. When I'm with people, I get energized. If I'm not around people for a while, I have a tendency to get depressed. Really? You chuckle. That's my part of my gifting. And so when we go to a party or something, I get energized. By the end of the night, I'm like, ah. But she asks when we're coming home before we ever get to the party. Some of you identify with that, don't you? It's amazing how God puts opposites together as a husband and wife. So I'm saying all that to say this. We're excited to be here, Kathy and I. We will be involved in every way possible that we can. We will be preaching every Sunday. There's one Sunday in July when we're on vacation. And we'll talk to Donna and we'll decide who's going to, you're going to preach. Haven't you seen an amazing difference in her? From the time when we saw her right after Bill's death, after he went on to heaven, she told us, well, I'm just kind of like to be in the background and stuff. But I'll tell you, since that, she has risen up and there's an anointing on her life. And we all need to appreciate that because God's doing something, just like He's doing something in all of our lives. So you'll be preaching? Okay, I'll listen. I heard the last message. In fact, ever since Bill passed away, I think I listened to almost every message because of what was on my heart. I wanted to see what's going on at Abundant Life. And I'll tell you, Bob Hawk, different preachers that you had in here, I was blessed. Amen.